Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
New Degree Advanced, first ever 72-hour nonstop protection with motion sensors. Tested to the limit and proven.
Still feeling dry and fresh.
72-hour nonstop protection, however much you move.
That will
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me.
This is the product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terrence Stern. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, calling family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the Oni Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic tonight is Spirituality, A New Perspective, interview with energy analyst Tara Sammons Lane. Healing is love with a spiritual focus. The source of all love creates within a space to love ourselves. But then, being greater and stronger, it gives us the ray of hope we need for our growth to take care of one another. Slow, calm, reflecting, we heal each other. Some special one who needs our help. We create a sense of health, of love and care. We flow in and out with the source who guides us to organica, to emotional health, to faith, which brings us to a stronger place. A powerful light inside. Us. The fire is healing and consoling and nurturing. Family, I want to thank you guys for joining us this evening. We have a very special guest tonight. We're going to introduce her to our listening audience and to our hosts on this network. I'm really excited. I'm not sure I understand what an energy analyst is, but we're going to find out tonight. I'm sure many of you may not understand. I just want to say I was talking on the pre-show about June 18th and the Melanated Soul Expo. It was an outstanding event to meet melanated metaphysical people of color. That's not something I've normally ever experienced, and it was fantastic. I met people in person, got some jewelry from a line wire, met Elias, who I did the show for, the NDE. The young man, Elias Pullen, he was there, gave me a big hug. It was just an outstanding, outstanding metaphysical experience. And I really had a great time. And the people that accompanied me, they had a great time also. So we got to do it again, Abina. I know you're listening. You got to take this show on the road. But that being said, there's a lot going on. I talked about Roe versus Wade a little bit on the pre-show and my thoughts about that. It's about power and control, and that's pretty much it. We just have to move towards healing, family. And so that's where, you know, people, our esteemed guest, Tara Sammons Lane, comes in into this whole story and helping up and giving us another way to heal. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Emmanuel. Thanks for joining us. So is she on? Miss Lane, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Can you hear
me? You're nervous. Yes, I can hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I've been waiting for you to get me started. Is there someone else here with us, or is it just me? Or
It's just you and me and approximately 14 million people listening. So,
well, all right. Here we go. Here we go. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead. So
I was just going to say, yeah, I'm excited to be here. I just wanted to say that.
Yes. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to have you here, and this is going to be a very interesting interview. So let's get rolling. We have a lot of questions to ask you. I'm sure you have a lot to say.
All right.
So tell me a little bit about what's your story and what led you down this path. And, you know, tell me about yourself.
So, yeah. So I was thinking about this earlier, thinking about this call tonight, and I thought, how did all this begin? Like, because I've had some ideas, you know, like I've thought about this a number of times, like how I got here, like how I got into this particular line of healing work. When I was little, I was like low-key bullied. Now that I think about it now in hindsight, and name called, and you know, they say sticks and stones break bones, names don't hurt. It's not the truth. And half, most of the people on this planet are living proof of that. And it shows up in how we live our lives as adults, that the things that happen, and I'm not just talking about names, but all sorts of things that can happen to us. As children, we carry that. And so, yeah, that's how this got started, because when I was a kid, for just being me, I was named a lot of different things, like slow or flighty. I had a teacher look at me in disgust one time and said, "You are so nonchalant." And my little self and my big heart, I'm looking at her like the teacher that she is, like, what does that mean? And she was like, you know, she explained it, but it didn't matter what the word meant. It was the energy that came through. Said it.
Right.
Like, and I could have totally projected or made up a story in my head, but whatever I felt from her lined up with all the other things that I would hear from my peers. And I'll be honest, like a lot of my peers, I don't think they were intentionally trying to hurt me, but there was something in me that aligned with it and recognized it as truth for me. Somehow there was something that was like attracted that to me because, you know, there was at some level in myself, I believed it.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of how it gets rolling and started when we're kids. And so I was also like naturally inclined to think about God at an early age and want to connect with God. And I remember my family and I were a part of a Catholic church for a short period of time when I was in elementary school. And I remember I was going through communion or something or preparing for it. And they were introducing, you know, how to give confession to this man in a box. And I thought, I don't understand. Like, I don't know if I said that to them, but I remember in my heart feeling like, why do I need to confess my sins or anything to a human man, like to a human? Like, why can't I just have my own connection with God? And that desire to know and connect with something bigger than me started very young. So fast forward to just, you know, teens, early 20s, just went through a lot of pain and suffering, and a lot of it coming from my own thoughts. A lot of my pain and suffering came from how I thought about myself, how I felt about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then I had a kid at a young age, and I, right around the time I had a kid, I remember reading the book, Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav, who are probably familiar with that. And I And I promise you, it was sometime after that. I was probably about 22 years old. I just had this knowing. I don't know where it came from. I don't know when exactly it started, but I just had this knowing that I was here to help and serve a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I just went on with life for years and years thinking, oh, I want to hurry up. I want to hurry up and get to, you know, helping people. All the while, I spent the next, you know, 20 or so years doing a lot of work on myself. And eventually I did start working with people kind of on the side as I continued to work on myself. And guess what? I'm still working on myself.
Absolutely. That's how it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't end. And I tell you, I thought at one point, I thought it was supposed to end. I thought I was supposed to get to some point where it ended and I would finally be ready to, like, help people. But that's, I assume, you know, I realized after a while that that's not how it goes.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going off a little on a tangent, but I should probably get to the point and say that I eventually started. Go ahead.
All right. No, you're sharing your story. What led you down this path? And your story is your story is my story, basically. So I relate.
Yeah. So eventually, I had a teacher, a spiritual teacher that I was working with at one point, and she introduced me to connecting with my higher consciousness. And by that time, by that point in my life, I had already begun to develop and cultivate my mediumship abilities. And so I began doing readings for people. And over time, you know, because I'd show up for these readings without tarot cards, without some sort of medium, and I'd just wait for the information. And that was like, whoo, that was terrifying because I had to trust spirit to come through, like, with some information for this person. And over the years, it just evolved. The work that I was doing with people evolved into connecting with people, not only their higher consciousness, but connecting with their inner children. And so my work has really has really come down to me specializing almost in connecting folks to their inner child, to their wounds, to old belief systems that they need to transmute and heal and understand. To face, feel, and heal, like, deeply held patterns is, like, what my work is about. And, yeah, so I don't want to.
I got it. So what's your Miss Lane, what's your why or your mission or your greatest intention for this healing work? And what are your gifts? I mean, I heard you talk a little bit about you having medium type skills. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that and talk about your mission or your greatest intention for this healing type of work?
My greatest intention for this work is that, like, really from the very beginning, because I know what it feels like to be in pain. I know what it feels like to suffer with depression. I know what it feels like to suffer with, struggle with some behavioral addiction, addictive tendencies. And I know what that pain feels like to not know myself, to not know what I'm capable of. And I knew, even in the midst of me, like, growing and evolving over the years and being in pain and depressed, I knew it was my doing. I knew it was because of me. I knew it was because of how I was thinking and feeling about myself. And so I continued to do the work. But ultimately, my biggest intention is that I don't want people, no one should suffer unnecessarily. I want people to know how powerful they are. I want people to know how incredible, how incredibly loved they are. Yeah, what? I'm sorry. I'm just, yeah.
No, that's
my work
that's,
with people.
That's it. What you said is it. Wanting people to know how incredibly powerful they are and what creators they are, that we create our reality.
Yeah, and how capable they are of healing themselves.
Yes.
And a lot of my work is a very collaborative, it is a deeply collaborative process. And, like, I don't just show up and give people readings anymore. Like, you're either on board with your healing process and completely 150% invested, or this is a no-go. I can't do the work for you. So it's the work that I do with people is very collaborative. It's a very collaborative process.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you for sharing that. Listen, we have a track next by Brother O. Brother O, what you have for us? I like that first song. It's very relaxing.
Listen to the tree, the one inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your inside. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us. Listen to the tree, the one inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your inside. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us. Listen to the tree, the one inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your inside. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us. Listen to the tree, the one inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your insides. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us. Listen to the tree, the one inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your inside. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us. Listen to the tree, the one inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your insides. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us. Listen to the tree, the word inside your bones. There the truth is waiting, that you are not alone. Your roots grow down way past your insides. My roots will meet yours in the underground, where nothing can divide us. Where nothing can divide us.
I love that track. Love that. All right, I think we have a caller. Yes, beautiful track. We have a caller in the queue. Who am I speaking with right now? Terrence Strength.
Hi, Terrence. This is Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just reading your questions on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I was putting some of them in the chat.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, Terrence?
No, I was just saying yes. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, I had a few questions, and I just wanted to ask for clarification, just so I'm not making any assumptions. So I don't know if you want to read the questions that I already put in the chat, because they are the same ones.
Okay, so Miss Lane, you're listening.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, so what the first question that Genesis Mars Kemp asked is, when it comes to her mediumship work, how does she ensure it is the right spirits, good versus evil, that is giving her the information that she is relaying to others? Like, in other words, how do you know that what you're getting through your mediumship is evil or not? How do you know?
So can I ask, what's your name?
This is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I was just mainly asking for clarifications because I've been in situations before where someone told me something, but then whenever I checked it with my own discernment, it was off. So I'm just asking for clarification, just so I'm not making any preconceived notions or judgment based on the work that you're doing to help the people that you build partnership with.
So are you asking to make sure that I know that I'm not connecting with some evil energy, or you want to know whether you're connecting with evil energy or not?
I'm asking to make sure that you know, like, whenever you, because you said you don't do tarot cards or anything like that, and when you're working with someone, you're waiting for the information, I guess, to be downloaded to you. So my question is, whenever you're waiting for that information to be downloaded to you, how do you know that the information that's being downloaded to you?
Got it. Thank you so much for clarifying your question. Thank you. Okay, so I will say that I have been doing this work for cultivating my mediumship abilities for over 20 years now, and I only say that to point to the fact that, yeah, that was something I had to learn very early on. So when I said that in the beginning, when I first started working with people and I would wait for the information to come, that was after, mind you, that was about 10 years ago when I would do that. Now I actually connect directly to the person's higher consciousness. I actually call on their higher consciousness and I am present. But when I first started, I was just setting myself in light, calling on source energy, doing all the things to protect myself before even starting the work with said client. So I learned how to do a number of things to protect myself, to protect my energy, to seal my field. And yeah, there were a number of times very early in my practice of mediumship where I got played with, you know, by energies and, you know, entities and spirits that were not of the light, who wanted to, you know, test me, to play with me, you know, in terms of like giving me misinformation or, you know, that sort of thing. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers part of my question, and I had like a two-part question here because I was listening to the segment. You mentioned that growing up you were involved in the Catholic religion, and one thing that you said I agree with, because I feel like when you are trying to build a relationship with Christ, that should be a personal relationship. You shouldn't have to confess your sins to a man or woman in order to get saved, because the Bible says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest according to his will and his glory. So why do we need to use a human vehicle as a conduit when we could actually just pray and have our Shekinah glory and develop a vertical relationship with Christ? And as long as we develop that vertical relationship with Christ and we are in alignment with his will and purpose for our life, then he will give us the spiritual intuition, discernment, and et cetera that we need. And I feel like you have to be mindful of who you're allowing to connect energy with based on who's speaking into your ear gate, what are you watching, what's coming into your eye gate, and et cetera. And that's just based on me sitting under an apostolic ministry for a number of years, because when I first tapped into that ministry, I didn't believe in people laying hands and et cetera on me, because not everyone is clean and they don't have the right intentions. And before you know it, you could be all jacked up, broke down, busted, and disgusted because you connected your spirit with one that was not in alignment for your path or destiny. And I just believe not to play with certain stuff like that. So my question is, from a religious standpoint, are you still religious and spiritual, or have you gotten out of alignment with that to pursue what you're doing now?
I will say that was not in alignment for my journey this lifetime. That was back when I was a kid in elementary school, that my family was a part of the Catholic Church. I don't prescribe to any particular religion. I consider myself a spiritual being living out a human experience. I am a co-creator is what I believe. So there is no particular religion that feels, one particular religion that feels like my truth, that feels true to me or in alignment with me. No.
That helps.
I want to make a comment if I can.
Oh, yeah, sure, Terry. I'm just trying to get these questions.
Yeah, so what I wanted to say is I don't know of any evil spirit that usually tries to help anybody, really. I mean, normally they're trying to undermine your growth, where you're trying to go. They don't usually try to help anybody, right, for the most part. Is that how you know, Ms. Lane?
I'm trying to figure out where this conversation is going. Do I know whether I'm today and where I'm at today? Do I know if an evil spirit is trying to get in or connect with me? I would probably know, but I don't have that issue because I protect myself energetically and spiritually.
My
higher consciousness, my connection with Source and ancestors, whatever, all the above, would not only prevent that from happening, but if somehow it did, I would be let know. Like,
absolutely. We got to move on. We got another caller in the queue. Genesis, when is your next show?
So my next show is 4 weeks from yesterday. So sometime in, yeah.
Got you. You got to move on. We got another caller in the queue, but thank you for calling in. Very interesting questions. Caller two? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Paris, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
How are you doing, Hall of Famer? Ms. Petito, how's everything going?
Everything is good. So I want to say hello to Genesis, who called in, because we're on the same level with a lot of things. But I want to say something really cool to your guest, because it's almost like she was telling part of my story, okay? I remember as a kid in Catholic school, and we made our – and I've said this – I've told this story on Beverly Nation, WBNN. And we made our confirmation and communion younger in New York back then than they do now. And I was in, I guess, fourth grade, and they put me in that box. We were all lined up, and the nuns made us each go in. And I remember being scared to death. And I kid you not, girlfriend, I went home and said to my mother, your words. I said, Mommy, why do I have to tell that strange man in that dark box that I was bad? Can't I just tell God? And she goes, yes, you can. And that was when it all began for me. Because I'm like, I'm not listening to man. I'm not telling somebody I was bad. I'm not calling someone father unless he's my earthly father or my heavenly father. And I'm listening to you talk, and I'm cracking up over here, and I'm saying her journey's been similar to mine, because you also said something else incredible. You said you knew early on that God was going to use you, and you obeyed that. You obeyed that and said, use me, and that's what I did. I'm an emotional health coach and a recovery coach and an author. I wrote a book on addiction, and God uses me, and I love listening to you. So, you know what? God bless you, girl.
Can I just say something before you go?
Sure.
Isn't it amazing how as children we know and have access to more truth than adults do?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my God. Wait, can I tell you something then? Oh my gosh. You're so exciting, because you're right. My granddaughter will be 7 this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I'm going to tell you something. My daughter's married to a woman, and my granddaughter, 2 years ago, so she was probably 4 and a half when this happened. She was playing with her Barbie dolls, Barbie and Ken, and she was saying something about mommy and daddy. And my daughter said, but you don't have a daddy. And she said, yes, I do, mommy. I have the best daddy of all. God, he's in heaven. How do kids know what they know? You're right. So even us, you and me, right, when we were younger, we knew that that box was not okay.
and we spend, you know, grown-ups, right, spend their whole lives, like, tearing down what they already know at the core of their spirit. Right? And so then we spend the rest of adulthood trying to get back.
There you go.
Exactly.
To what Amazing. We lost. Trying to reconnect to that truth. And that's exactly Amazing. The work that I'm doing with people. I'm attempting to my role, my mission is to like connect them to their truth, to connect them to their hearts, to connect them to the seat of their soul, which is their heart.
Amazing.
To their truth.
Yep. And my mission is similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That song, Listen to the Tree, the truth is in you. The truth is in your bones.
It's beautiful. Well,
yeah. Thank
I'm
you
glad
so
I
much.
Called in tonight and listened, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry, when is your next show?
Okay, so my next show is Tuesday, July 26th. So I mentioned this the other night. I have two guests that we're not sure which one is going to be July and which one is going to be August. So Benny King's son, Benedito King, he's going to be my guest either the July or the August show, or the Howard Stern impersonator, Stuart Brody, and he's going to be. So it's between the two of them. They're both going to be my guests, but they have to figure out which month, because one might have something and we have to move it, okay?
Jerry, thanks for calling in. Your comments are excellent, as usual. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
And we have another track, my brother.
your sweet dreams till your soul is released.
You're on here with energy analyst Tyra Simon Blaine.
Hello, Terrace. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening, Miss Holly?
I'm doing good. I want to give a shout out to Genesis and to Jerry. I love hearing them guys talk. How are you? And how are you, Tyra?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you.
Hi there. Hi there. It's so funny. My show is tomorrow night, and I have a similar guest coming on. Not exactly the same, yet similar, so I found it funny to find you on here tonight. And let me tell you something. Your energy is infectious, even through the radio wave. Just
yes.
Amazing. It's amazing.
That was
I love
my,
listening
that was
to
my
you.
Prayer
I can feel
and
it.
Intention. That was my
yes,
prayer and
I can
intention,
feel
honey.
It.
Thank
I
you so much.
I can feel it. And that last track, oh, brother, oh. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
So just wanted to call in and say, hey, I love listening to you. I love your energy. And, you know, have a great night tonight and enjoy this time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
You.
Ms.
Sure,
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. You too. I think we have another caller in the queue. Wow, you're pretty popular, Ms. Lane. We have another caller in the queue. Caller four, who am I speaking with? Hello?
All right, caller, you're on the line right now with Tara Strength and Ms. Tyra. We'll put you back in ice. Caller number five, you're on the line right now with Tara Strength and Know Your Rights.
Hi, peace and blessings.
Sister Bessie.
Hey. Hey, and hello to your guest.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, I love the show tonight. I just want to say, I'm kind of close to you when, you know, I think about the promise that I made to God. And like Jerry, I was an ex-addict, and I made a promise that if the Creator would help me stop what I was doing, then I would use my talent, the gift that he gave me, to talk to people and try to touch their hearts and tell them the truth. So I'm
love
on
it.
The same road as the truth.
I love it.
I just wanna thank, and I just want to thank Terrence for all he does. And thank you for coming on the show. I love your story. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Sister Betsy. Sister Betsy, when is your next show?
My next show is on the 22nd of this month.
Okay.
And I'm known as the truther also.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Betsy is the hammer.
The truth teller. I've been known as that as well, sis.
Yes, yes. All right, okay. Thank you. I'm going to continue to listen to the show. Peace and blessings to both of you.
Yes, thank you for calling in. All right, so before someone else calls in, I'm sure someone's going to call in. So why the name Soul Witness? Ms. Lane, why do you call yourself Soul Witness? And also, what is energetic analysis? Please, you have more questions.
Well, I would love to share that I was speaking to a sister who I was sharing what it is that I do with clients, and she said, oh, you're an energy analyst. And I thought, oh, I like it. Because it resonated. It really resonated because I thought, right, like, I don't like calling myself, like, a psychic medium, like, whatever. Like, yeah, can I do certain things that a psychic medium does? Yeah, but it's not my focus. That's not my gift, actually. My gift is like connecting with a person's higher consciousness and their inner child or their inner children and like supporting them through transmuting intergenerational like trauma and old belief systems, healing old belief systems. But yeah, so I'm able to, that's basically what I do. I feel into, physically, emotionally, energetically, I feel into the person's energy. I'm able to look at their chakra centers and I look at their chakra centers, but I'm not doing anything spirit. My work is spirit led. I look at their energy centers and spirit gives me, their higher consciousness gives me information when I look at their centers. It's filled with all sorts of information, but information that tends to come to me in the work that I do with clients. Like I might be looking at someone's throat chakra, and like one time I saw like this wild child in someone's throat chakra that was like feral. They were pissed. They were angry. They were like an animal. Like someone who was raised in the woods, like I felt her energy, that the energy of this child, and it was because of some abuse that the woman had gone through when she was younger, and it was also the part of her that she hadn't let out, and it needed voice, it needed room to breathe, it needed to get out, and she needed to embody that energy. That's what happened in that particular session with this client, and so yeah, that's just I feel I read people's energy, and I analyze it, and with spirit's help, I connect it to various things that may have happened in a person's life, particularly their early childhood. Soul Witness, I came up with a while ago because I've been trying for years to determine like what is it I actually do. And it was very frustrating because I wanted to give it a title that was familiar to people. Like I called myself a spiritual coach for a period of time. I called myself all sorts of things, soul worker, all sorts of things. And they all resonated for a period of time. But for the most part, I think what spirit was trying to tell me was that it doesn't matter what name you give it, just do the work, like just help people, like just be there, support people. And so Soul Witness came because I believe that healing really, healing really happens in an amazing way when we have a witness. And maybe I can't say that works for every human being, but in my experience personally and with my clients, there's a level of healing that needs to be witnessed. When we're grieving, our grief needs to be witnessed. When we're angry, sometimes our rage needs to be witnessed. And it's not about, don't get me wrong, it's not about someone coming to aid or put a Band-Aid or fix or or soothe or, oh, I'm so sorry that you feel. No. Don't help. It's not about helping, fixing. It's about being a witness. It's about holding sacred space. It's about holding holy space for someone to just be, for them to voice what couldn't be voiced as children. It's to embody the rage and physicality that a child might rage out or tantrum in a way they couldn't back then. Lord, I'm getting so passionate. I'm losing my track of thought. So it's about witnessing. So I witness people's souls. I feel like I'm witnessing, you know, their truth, their spirit, their souls. And as they heal, as they embark on this healing process, turning inward, turning towards themselves, turning towards them, referencing their own self for truth, for healing, for support. I basically am teaching people to do that. But first, I'm there to be their witness. I'm there to see them. I'm there to love them through what's coming up.
This is very, very powerful. I want to pause right there. We have another caller in the queue. Caller, who am I speaking with?
Hi, good evening, Terrace. How are you? This is Dr. Chinchilla J. I am enjoying your show tonight and your guest, Tyra. Amazing. An energy analyst. Wow. Okay, so that's a new one for me, but she explained it and what she does. And, you know, that's very interesting because, you know, everyone has a different type of energy. And I found it very interesting with the woman you talked about that, you know, had like an animalistic energy from what she had experienced as a child. And she was like a person from the wild. And, you know, there are so many people out there like that. And it stems from their hurts and, you know, and whatever happened to them. And
absolutely.
And then people, as they grow older, some people hold on to that trauma from a child.
We're not taught what to do with it.
Yeah.
We're not taught what to do with it.
And a lot of people don't know how to release that. And so what happens, people, they tend to then have that spirit of unforgiveness because they have not let it go. They have not addressed that. They have not healed from that traumatic experience as a child or even in adulthood. There are people that are still in that way where something that happened to them as an adult and they continue to hold on to that anger. And it's so important to release it and not hold on to that hatred, that bitterness, that resentment, that anger, that unforgiving spirit. Because I'm a naturopath, Tyra, and a holistic health practitioner. And I deal with a lot of different issues as far as people's health. And I also used to, I'm a psychologist as well, but I don't really do that anymore. But in health issues, I find that cancer, a lot of people don't know that cancer is a disease of unforgiveness. And so it's so important, and I think what you're doing is very important. And I would definitely like to talk to you later on about what you do because you possibly could help some of these people that I deal with cancer, and I tell them they have to let go and forgive and look into their past because a lot of people say, oh, well, I forgive everybody. I'm not holding any unforgiveness, and I'm like, yes, you are, and some people don't realize it until they actually dig deep, and then they realize and be like, oh, wow, yes, this is what it is, and, you know, so it's so important. So I appreciate you and what you do, and I definitely love your energy, just like everyone else has said tonight. And right now, I want to take a time to talk with you for a minute, Terrace, okay, because I want to congratulate you, okay, tonight. So congratulations to our 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Terrace Strength, on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 42nd all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, the wonderful Miss Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations, Terrace.
you. Thank you, Chinchilla. I appreciate it. Our great commissioner.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Chinchilla. Thank you. Have a great guest. Thank you. Look at that.
You're welcome.
Look at that, Ms. Lane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I got a connection record. Thank you, Ms. Lane. All right, so to keep moving. So who are you most excited to work with? What type of people excite you, you know, when you're doing this work?
I really enjoy working with any human being, to be honest. But I will tell you, there's something about it is a sacred, gorgeous thing to work with a man and hold space for him in such a way that he feels safe enough to be vulnerable, that he feels safe enough to have emotion, all sorts of emotions. It is one of the most gorgeous things, and it's an honor. It's such an honor to work with a man and be able to hold that sort of space for him to let go.
Because I would imagine men don't normally want to do that easily, right? Is that
no.
in your experience?
Yes, no. Yeah, you know. I'm sure you know firsthand. Like, men are not taught from early on, like, that's a thing, right. That's okay.
Being their feminine like that, right? To be vulnerable.
Yeah, man, it's absolutely. And it's so necessary because without vulnerability on the man's part, if he's in a partnership with a woman, ooh, child, it's gonna be very difficult for them to heal any hurts, any wounds, any miscommunications, any lack of connection. If he cannot be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful. Very powerful.
And connect with his hurts and his wounds.
Ms. Lane, we have another caller. caller 6 in the queue. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Caller 6?
Come on, caller 6. Caller 6, you're on the line now.
Yes, this is Ambassador Wardett calling out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this show is very interesting. I'd like to provide greetings to Terrace and your guest, Tyra, and shout out to the other guests who chimed in.
Peace. Thank you.
Thank you.
And tonight's show was very interesting to witness one deliver their contribution to life, and it's worth the observation. And I have a question for Ms. Tyra, and what was the biggest lesson that you have learned throughout your 20 years of experience?
Oof. Where do I start? No. the first thing that comes to me easy is letting go. Letting go. The biggest lesson has been how to, like, fully trust God, how to fully trust spirit. Because of my own wounds, because of my own hurts, my own beliefs from trauma as a kid, and I had these old beliefs, and I'll be honest, I still struggle occasionally. I have to put my little ones in check. I have to have a conversation with them. and so, yeah, trusting fully. I've practiced it full, that I am still working. Trusting, letting go, knowing, trusting that I don't know it all. My mind wants to think, my ego wants to think that, let me get control of this. Let me figure it out. Let me plan for it. And God doesn't work like that. Spirit doesn't work like that. That's been the biggest lesson for me, letting go, learning how to let go, learning how to surrender.
And now my second question is what was your most challenging moment as a medium?
My most challenging, my most challenging has been self-doubt as a medium, because particularly, let's say I've been doing this for about 20 years, particularly like the first 15 to 18, I was like, is this the right information? Like, should I, like, constantly, you know, not constantly, but doubting myself occasionally, and then, like, getting, psyching myself out, and then, like, that would be the biggest challenge, self-doubt. That's what, I'll leave it with that.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Roger.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, thank you. Do we have another caller in the queue, brother?
Hello, how are you, parents?
Hey, how are you doing? It's back.
All right. It is good to hear such positive energy coming from your guests. And I was hoping to ask her, if you don't mind. Right. And it's always good to talk to you. But I was hoping to ask her before I forget, is there a difference between a medium and a spiritualist? And do they both have positive qualities?
I'm not sure I'm the right person to ask that question. I think if I understand spiritualists correctly, I believe they're both similar. But I can't speak on if one is better, I think, to use the word better. I don't want
to. Okay. Do they both serve the same purposes?
You know what? How about I say this? I believe that intention goes a long way. I don't care what you call yourself. It's about intention. If your intention is of the light, is about healing, is about like growing, evolving, transforming, I don't think you can really go wrong with that. I think it's about intention behind whatever you decide or whatever title you call yourself or whatever medium you pick up.
Appreciate that response. So if I ever talk to anybody about anything involving that, I'll try my best to translate what you just said, and I thank you very much. It's nice
and
to hear.
Can I just also,
yes.
Can I leave you with also that if whoever, whether it's you or someone out there listening in terms of like them seeking out a person who has mediumship abilities, you are ultimately responsible. Like, you have to check in with yourself. Does this feel clean? Does this feel good?
Absolutely.
Does this feel like someone I should connect with?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before connecting with that person. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay, I'll definitely keep that in mind. And thank you, Terrence, for bringing her on. You know, it's nice to hear positive people have good things to say. I appreciate you both.
I appreciate you too, Ms. Bat. I appreciate you too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All right, I think we have another caller, caller number 8, I believe, in the queue. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Caller number 8, Hall of Fame, nominated. Congratulations on your latest. I'm so proud of you, man. I mean, as your campaign manager, I've been waiting for you to get your next one. You understand? Because it's a step in the right direction. And you know, I love all of your shows, but I'm telling you, tonight, with your energy and the divine energy of your special honored guest, I mean, I knew it was only a matter of time. Let me share something. A lot of people confuse man-made religion and really, really get that twisted and think that's really, really the right way. The truth of the matter is man-made religion have did a great job separating human beings and living beings away from the Creator. I'm going to say the Creator because a lot of people want to say those God games with different names, okay?
Tell it now.
And I'm not the one to play with when it comes to names because, trust me, I'm well-studied and well-versed on that. But your spiritual brings you back in contact inside of you that resonates with the creative force on the outside of you. That's the biggest thing. And 99.9% of the people, especially in the religious sector, they're always looking up in the sky or in the ceiling, expecting the God force to come from the atmosphere into planet Earth to do something that they're not willing to, you know, to man and woman up to do for themselves. That's the difference.
To seek it out within.
Oh, yeah. It's always been there. And, yes. and here's the biggest kicker, though. Inside the scriptures that they claim to believe in, and it's been there the whole time, is for them to seek the God within them.
Yes.
Their Lord and Jesus Christ has said that, unless you become childlike. I'm glad someone brought that up earlier. Because most adults are so, you know, they feel like they know everything. But the unique thing about children before, you know, these so-called adults, you know, beat the mess out of them, children have such a beautiful imagination and a beautiful spirit, you know, before they get infiltrated by mankind and all kind of belief system that's not even valid. So anyway, man, I definitely want to call in, show my divine love and support for you. I'm proud of you. Keep raising the bar. And as far as your special honor guest, you're definitely on point with a lot of things. Thank you so much for coming on to our great company tonight. And Hall of Fame four-time, I'm telling you, what you're playing tonight, I want the album, the CD, the cassette, and the 8-track.
Fully. Thanks for calling in, homie. As
Thank
always.
You so much.
Thank you. You still there, you gone? I don't know if you're still there. All right, so I think that's it for tonight. I don't know if there's any more callers in the queue. Any more callers, brother?
Man, if I texted to you, did I text you to say any more callers, brother? Final thoughts, brother.
All right, so Miss Lane, what are your final thoughts? What do you want our listening audience to know as we begin to end this show? What are your final thoughts? What do you want us to know?
You know, I want folks to know pain is information.
That's true.
You don't need to avoid pain. Pain is where the freedom lies. If you are in resistance, that's information. If you are in pain, emotionally, mentally, physically, it's information, right? When our knee hurts, it's like, oh, what's going on? When our stomach hurts, we want to investigate it. Well, when we're in emotional pain, I implore you, investigate. Investigate the root of that emotional pain, because I promise you, it's not likely because your boyfriend said something you didn't like, or because your teacher hurt your feelings, or because your mother, you know, your cousin, whatever, said X, Y, and Z, or did X, Y, and Z. There's a root, particularly if there's a pattern. Watch out for patterns. Watch out for patterns. Be interested. Be curious about pain, about patterns.
That's a powerful line. Be curious and be interested about your pain and the patterns.
Not judgmental. Curious.
Okay.
Yes.
Not judgmental, but curious. Yes.
Yes.
That's powerful. All right, brother O.
Well, first of all, before I go into a dozy time, I want to bring on another caller. First of all, Tyra, I want to thank you so much for being just transparent in your spiritual being. A lot of people, man, are afraid of things they don't understand. And that's okay. You know, we want to get them to become unafraid. We want them to be able to open up their chakras and be able to be accepting. And something that Dr. Chichilla Jay said about cancer, and it's true. You know, it's something that you're holding within. You know what I mean? It causes this type of sickness. And you see people saying, man, how are you your age at 60 years old and you still, you know, you look like you're 40? Well, because of less stress. What is stress? You know, things that you're holding on to. You got to let those things go. And that one thing I liked about what you said was, you know, being, you know, in your childhood stage, and we can all do that past age 50 to grasp back into that childhood moment where we're able to grow mentally and spiritually, is the greatest gift a woman and a man could ever have.
Yes,
so,
it is.
We got one more caller. We got one more caller, and then we're going to Ngozi time. Caller, you're in line right now with Tara Strength and Know Your Rights right here at the wonderful WBNN.
Hello, Terrence. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
How you doing, man? You say the best for last.
So
yes.
Yes. How are you, Tyra?
Good evening, Mo.
I wanted to say hello. I'm enjoying the show. I just loved all of your comments, especially your last comment about pain. And I just wanted to know if you could discuss how, if you've ever had difficulty connecting with someone, difficulty connecting someone to their soul or to their purpose.
I will say that connecting a person to their purpose is not the goal. It happens organically when I support the person to connect to their truth, to their heart, to their suffering, to move through their stuff. It happens organically when you've moved sufficiently enough.
Right. Wow.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, because it leads right into what you were saying about having to embrace your pain.
Absolutely.
So if they're not willing to embrace that pain, it's probably difficult for you to help them with their connecting.
Absolutely. I can't help people if they're not ready. Make that very clear in my first consult with them.
Okay. That's good to know. I have some people I'm going to line up for you.
All right. Bring them on.
Okay.
Thank you, Mo. Thanks for calling in, Mo. When is your next show, Mo?
My next show is Friday, July 15th.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your comments.
Well, we want to thank Mo Garman. I mean, of course, Terrence, you know you're going to have the last say in this show, because this is your show, going into your final thoughts of the night. And, of course, what more can I say tonight, but what a great show. What an outstanding, great show, and I appreciate it. And, of course, another championship run by our brother. And what more can I say is congratulations to Terrence Strength on his 42nd WBNN All-Time Connection record. And, of course, with the outstanding Darlene Lawrence Championship. We're so proud of it tonight. And what more can we say? But, of course, tomorrow night we can run back here with Ava Holly and the wonderful show that is known as The Casual Chat, 9:30 Eastern. Of course, standard or daylight time, wherever you are, at WBNN. And, of course, you know, 516-453-9133 to join in. We're going to just press 1, brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. And now, Ngozi Time from our wonderful commissioner.
All right. Again, Terrence, I want to definitely congratulate you on your 42nd all-time connection record and thank your host, Tyra, for being your guest tonight. What an awesome, awesome show. I invite all you to listen on Sunday night at News Forum at 9:30 p.m. this Sunday night. And to find out how you can donate to Be A Voice, Be A Voice is my organization. We advocate for the wrongfully incarcerated every single day. And we fight for all people that have experienced injustices in America. dial 844-642-8378, extension 888 to find out how you can donate, or you can donate via Cash App, $BA Voice Tour, as $BEAVOICETOUR, or on Venmo, BA Voice. All right. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Mulewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Mulewe Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2022, Terrace Strength.
Thank you. Thank you. So before we go very quickly, I want to thank my esteemed guest, Tyra Sammons Lane, for educating us. Educating us on what she does and getting another avenue for healing. Very quickly, Tyra, how can people reach you? Very quickly. Your phone number,
you can
and
find
Instagram.
You can find me on Instagram at Soul Witness Mama. Soul, S-O-U-L, Witness Mama, M-A-M-A.
And your phone number, 267-207-0484 for a complimentary 30-minute consultation. I want to thank everyone for calling in. Tyra is a beautiful soul. Please give her a call. This is all about healing, so give her a call, family. Give her a call. I thank you guys. I will see you guys in a month. It's been a great show. Thank you, Brother O and the WBNN family. And I will see you in 4 weeks. Thank you.